Chapter 8, Shame and Disrespect, The Silent Killers. Rhonda, 16 years old. When I was little, my mother was always working to support us. She was a single parent, so she would leave me with my grandmother. One day, my older cousin and I were playing upstairs. He said that he wanted to play house and told me to lie down. Then he lied down next to me. He started to touch me, and I told him to stop. But he pushed me down hard and started kissing me. I started screaming at him and told him I didn't want to do it. Then he climbed on top of me and started rubbing on me. I started crying and yelling until finally my sister heard me and came upstairs. She started yelling at him and pulled him off of me. I wanted to tell my mother, but they promised me to keep quiet so we wouldn't ruin our family. To this day, no one knows but us. Every time I see him, I feel ashamed. I try not to let it get to me because I know that I didn't do anything wrong. After talking to lots of kids, we've come to believe that shame is responsible for a big percentage of the bad choices we make. Shame kicks in every time we feel really embarrassed or humiliated, or when we feel worthless, damaged, destroyed, not good enough, or disgusting. Shame can be triggered when we feel dissed. Shame talks us into forgetting the power of our deeper self, and shame fights dirty. It sneaks in the back door of your heart, mind, and soul and starts running the house. If you don't evict shame, your house or your life will be condemned. You cannot live at peace in a house with shame. So why is shame such a killer? It goes right for your heart. Shame sends the message that you are unworthy, that you are worse than other people. If you live in the shame long enough, you will see yourself this way even though these things are completely not true. If you actually believe that you are no good because of what has happened in your past, why care about what happens in your future? That is shame talking. Shame tries to kill and destroy the core of who we are. It tries to wipe out self. And even though it is impossible, shame is a tough contender, unless we get control over it. Shame can rule our lives. Shame can trigger violent reactions very fast. That's why getting control of it can be a life or death situation. When we are shamed, we are often fooled by believing that destroying the person who shamed us will unshame us. We wrongly believe that by humiliating someone who shamed us prove our strength, power, or worthiness. But this isn't true. Using violence to destroy shame just brings more pain to us. Guilt and shame. What's the difference? Sometimes people confuse guilt and shame. Guilt can be healthy, but shame never is. Let's put it this way. Guilt is all about something you did. Shame is about who you are. Remember, being and doing are not the same thing. Look back over your behavior for the last few months. Did you steal something, hurt someone, or lie? Well, if you did and you felt guilty, then things are working like they should. Healthy guilt makes you feel uncomfortable and tells you that something you did was wrong. Shame makes you feel that who you are is bad, no good, and not worth loving. And that is never true no matter what you did. Yourself remains as it came into this world, always good, loving, and wonderful. Giving shame to boot. To really live with peace and dignity, shame has to go. And the way to get rid of shame's poisonous and pollution is to use the power of self. Each time an event or person triggers shame in you, you can rely on self to return to the core of your power and dignity. Remind yourself again, no matter what, the goodness of myself can't be destroyed. The myth of shame. What's wrong with me? Has this ever happened? The teacher asks you to read in class. You don't want to because it's hard for you, but she won't let you back out. As you read, you have a hard time sounding out some of the words. Maybe someone laughs, you get stressed and make more mistakes. Now you feel stupid. You feel like everyone is looking at you. You think that they finally know that you're dumb. Maybe you get so pissed off that you throw the book at a kid and tell the teacher that the kid was mouthing off to you. Deep down, you feel ashamed. You feel like there is something wrong with you. Take another example. You are in your neighborhood hanging in front of your building. A kid comes up and is looking for trouble. You're cool and don't get involved. You know he wants to mess with you. You ignore him, but then he calls your mother a drunk. You feel ashamed and like your most personal business is out there for everyone to see. All you want to do is kill him so he shuts up. Coming from a family of secrets like sexual abuse or addiction can create a lot of shame in its members. It can leave you feeling worthless or like an outcast. Or you might feel so angry that you get totally caught up in wanting to get revenge on the people who caused you to feel shame. When these feelings are triggered, quiet the mind for yourself to talk. If you listen, it will assure you that you are not any of these things. Instead, you are powerful, You are a survivor, and your core is untouched by the problems of alcohol, drugs, or violence. You remain as good and whole as the day you were born. There is a strength and light to you that cannot be destroyed or broken. Even if you do not see these powerful things inside yourself at first, let the self teach you that they are there. Stop and think. Take a minute and think about some things in your life that has always caused you shame. Maybe a parent's drinking or unplanned pregnancy, growing up poor or having a hard time reading. Picture this shame coming into light. You see the shame. You are gentle with yourself. You realize that whether this thing that causes you shame was under your control or not, it did not ruin who you are. You are deeper, wiser, and more powerful than any other thing in your life. Each time the shame is triggered, picture yourself placing it into a river and watching it float away like a small raft. You are the river, not the raft. See your shame float away with the raft. Let yourself remind you of how strong you are. Do this each time the shame is triggered. If you can't do it in the moment, do it later when you are calmer. Respect. Disrespect and shame are like close cousins. They both are hard at work to keep you away from the power of your core self. Because when you are disconnected from the self, you can be played. Shame and disrespect fool you into thinking that destroying the person who shamed or disrespected you will make you more powerful. The word respect actually means to treat someone like you are worthy. If you get respect, people are seeing the power, goodness, importance, and worth of yourself. If they disrespect you, they are sending the message that you don't matter or that you are worthless. Some people confuse respect and fear. Maybe there is a guy on the street who has a reputation for being tough or bad. You might think that he gets a lot of respect, but does he get respect or is he feared? Do people see who he really is or just his front? Do they like the real him or do they just not want to face his anger? Intimidation is something you force on other people. Real respect is something that people give you when they are able to see the real you. Some of you might be in a locked facility right now because of respect. When we ask kids who are locked up why they assaulted someone, they almost always say because the other person disrespected them. Stop and think. How do you react when you feel disrespected? The big question, how respectful are you? It's easy to get stuck thinking about whether people are respectful to us. But have you taken a close, honest look at how respectful you are? How do you treat others who are different than you? Do you disrespect or anger as a way to protect yourself from threatening things? Gay bashing is one of the biggest forms of disrespect out there, and it's something that a lot of kids do. And be real, it's as bad as racism or sexism or anything that disrespects and dishonors people for something they didn't choose to be. Gay bashing. Before you start reading, you should know that this section was written mostly for guys. If you are a girl, of course you can still read it, but we had guys in mind when we wrote it. Dealing with gay bashing is important for a few different reasons. First, gay bashing violates the rights of someone else, whether you are using words or your fist. Second, being violent towards someone for any reason is a high-risk behavior and has serious consequences. Third, gay bashing has a lot to do with you trying to figure out who you are, believe it or not. Gay bashing is not about the guy you are calling homo, gay, or fag. It's about telling the world who you are. And one thing that many guys don't want to feel is like they might be gay. Think about your past behavior. Have you ever called someone a faggot or homo? Refused to talk to someone that other kids called gay? Beat up or hurt someone just because they seemed gay? Some people say that gay people deserve to be hurt because they do disgusting or unnatural things. If you have ever hurt anyone because you thought that they might be gay, think deeply about what you were really feeling. Even though they are not aware of why they are doing it, many young men strike out against gay guys because they want to make sure that no one ever thinks that they might be gay. They want to disrespect a guy because it makes a statement. They think, if I beat up a few gay guys and say cruel things to them, then people will know for sure that I'm straight. Other kids do it so that they fit in. If certain kids are treated like losers or called gay or made fun of, you might not want to be associated with them because you don't want people to think that you're that way too. So you figure if you beat on them, you'll prove how tough you are. Many adolescents who gay bash do it because they feel very uncomfortable around someone who looks or acts homosexual. It's like just being around someone who is gay makes them feel like their own sexuality or manhood is in question. I've heard a lot of guys say, I beat him up because he was coming on to me, whether this was true or not. The fear is that if a gay guy came on to you, it might mean that you are gay too. So by beating up the gay guy, you think you send a message to everyone that you're not gay. You think, not only am I straight, but I'm tough and masculine. But if you think you are proving your manhood by victimizing someone because they seem gay, think again. And for some kids who have been sexually abused by men, other things might be going on as well. Sometimes beating up someone who seems gay might feel like punishing or getting revenge on the man who abused you, even though the man who abused you might not be gay himself. If these feelings come up, remind yourself that violence is not the way to heal the wounds of sexual abuse. And remember, gays don't choose to be gay any more than you choose the color of your skin or your height. Just like you didn't make a decision about whether you were straight, it's just the way you are. It is so hard to be gay in our culture. Gays are often the target of violence, discrimination, bigotry, ignorance, and hatred. Why would anyone choose to deal with all of that if they didn't have to? For most people, it would be a hell of a lot easier to be straight. But gays don't have a choice. It is who they are. Let yourself really think about this stuff for a while. The next time you're about to use words or your fist against someone who is gay or you think looks gay, think what is really triggering you. Think about what is really scaring you into using violence. And remember, the bottom line, if you feel confident about who you are, you don't need to show this kind of disrespect. When you feel strong and connected to self, you live and let live. Respect and abusive families. When you are respected, it is easier to believe that you are important, valuable, and have something to offer others. When people respect us, we feel like they recognize our power, dignity, and strength. Kids do not get respected when they are growing up in abusive or neglectful families. Their feelings get disrespected, and sometimes their bodies get disrespected. If you are disrespected over and over, you might begin to feel ashamed of who you are. A lot of times, young adults who are hungry for the respect they never got engage in high-risk behaviors to feel respected. They join gangs, carry weapons, act hard and tough, or sell drugs in order to get the respect of those around them. When they do this, they confuse false power with real respect. Many kids also confuse people fearing them with people respecting them. If you get people to listen to you through threats or violence, this is not earning their respect. Fear does not equal respect, no matter what they tell you or how they act towards you. Disrespect, it's all in the way you see it. Disrespect comes in a lot of packages. The disrespect might have been something the other person said about you or your family. It could have been in a look. Maybe another guy bumped into you and refused to apologize. It might feel like the person who is disrespecting you says, you don't matter or you don't exist. The one thing that ties all of these things together is the fact that whatever happened, it felt or seemed disrespectful to you. To someone else, the same thing might not even be a big deal. In order to feel disrespected, you have to tell yourself and believe you were disrespected. If you have been disrespected a lot growing up, you might be in the habit of expecting that people would naturally be disrespectful, even when they aren't. One time, one of the authors of this book was sitting in a hospital room with a young man named Bill who had been stabbed in the chest by a rival gang member. We were having a conversation about what had happened when another kid that I knew walked by the room. When the other kid saw me in there, he looked into the room and smiled at me, probably because we knew each other and he was surprised to see me there. He also looked at Bill, probably just to check out who he was. Bill took the other guy's look to be some kind of disrespect and started threatening him. Even though Bill was bandaged from his wounds and obviously in a lot of pain, he got out of bed and began walking towards the other kid as though he were going to attack him. Bill started yelling, "Oh yeah? You grilling me? You think you're hard? At this point, the other kid told Bill that he was crazy and kept walking. When Bill and I talked about what happened, it was clear that he honestly thought the other guy was disrespecting him by the look he gave. When I told Bill that I knew the other kid and didn't think he was doing that, Bill didn't believe me. For that moment, he honestly felt dissed, and he responded the way he always did, with aggression. Stop and think. Take a minute and ask yourself how often you feel disrespected by people you don't know. Does every look from a stranger feel disrespectful? When you feel disrespected by someone you don't know, how do you respond? Disrespect and honor. You might feel like the only thing you have as a man or as a woman is your self-respect or your honor. So maybe you believe you have to respond to everything that seems disrespectful with an attack in order to prove yourself. In reality, no one can disrespect you unless you let yourself feel disrespected. Ever. Some people argue that they can't let any disrespect slide because they will seem soft or people will victimize them even more. Kids in our groups often say, "You don't know how it is on the streets. If someone disrespects me, I have to fight back." We understand that there are times that you have to defend yourself. We understand that there are times when you have to look or act tough in order to take care of yourself. But to be really powerful, you have to know other ways to deal with other people's nonsense, or you will spend your whole life fighting. Richard, adult prisoner. Today, my impatience was triggered by an inmate who wanted to explain how to study for the GED we are working on. He started yelling at me for not listening to his opinion about something. He was very disrespectful. I mean, here I am trying to help the guy, and he's giving me a hard time. I felt myself start to yell back, but I became aware of my reaction and stopped. I said, "If you want me to help you, you have to stop yelling." I spoke softly and said I wasn't willing to get into a yelling match. I stayed in myself and he calmed down. I taught him for an hour. We talked self to self. Later, he came back into my cell and thanked me for being so patient. Instead of letting himself feel disrespected and getting into a fight with this guy, Richard pulled back and watched what was happening. He became aware of his reaction. He chose to tap into the safety and power of his core self instead of losing himself to a smaller, angry self. By making this choice, he let the other guy's junk go. He became calm. He was in control of himself and the situation. Each time you feel disrespected or heated, you have this choice too. Remind yourself, "I can see this situation clearly now. I choose to be centered, calm, and clear. The power of decision is my own." Dealing with disrespect and saving face. Let's say that you are with some friends and somebody intentionally disrespects you by calling you a negative name or putting you down. What would you do? Is it possible to walk away from a situation like that without looking weak or soft? Can a person choose not to escalate a situation and still save face? Not look like a jerk or a pushover? We know that it's hard to walk away when you feel disrespected or attacked. But the more you listen to your core or real self, the easier it will be. You will start to understand that these acts of disrespect have nothing to do with the real you. They are a power game. Someone is trying to pull your chain and get you to react. If you lose your cool, that person wins. But you are not a robot. Even if your buttons get pushed, you can choose how to react. Here's a suggestion. Every time you feel disrespected, take a minute before you respond. Ask yourself what is really going on. Check out the situation. Become an observer of what's going on. This alone helps you pull out of the drama. Every time you step back and observe your reactions or feelings, you stop being ruled by them. Then ask yourself, is the person really trying to disrespect you, or did you see something that wasn't there? Check your thoughts. What are you telling yourself about what the other person did or said? The thoughts you have will determine your actions. If the person really was trying to disrespect you, are you going to get hooked into it? Are you going to let them pull you into their game? Or are you going to see them as someone who is out of touch with their core self, someone who is into a power act? Quiet your mind. Turn off the noise in your head. This guy can't talk to me that way and live. Or, nobody talks about my mother that way. You can't make a choice if you can't hear yourself think. Take control. Remind yourself again that this guy or girl does not have the power to disturb you unless you give it to him or her. Only you have the power over your thoughts and actions. Think about it. In each moment, I can choose to use the power and wisdom within me.